Hey guys, what's going on? This is Al coming to you again. We're actually doing the second part to the subconscious mind. And let's go ahead and get started. Right now, we have about 10 people through Facebook, 8 on Twitter, 9 through Instagram, and only 12 on the email. Okay? So my intention for this call is for the listener to have listened to the first audio on the awareness of their own subconscious mind and to understand that, you know, you have this power, you know, and to now listen to this audio that we're about to go through right now and then use the information from this audio that actually works for 90 days. That's the challenge we got, 90 days. And to start to see the universe around you, to start to line up with whatever you have programmed in your subconscious mind. And, you know, and we'll get into that and how that works. Now, I'm telling you guys, this information that I'm giving you right now is powerful. I think this is the most powerful. Actually, this is the most powerful and most fun audio I've done to date. You know, because this is really the meat and potatoes, you know. And this is actually how life works, whether we believe it or not. You know, that's the type of stuff I'm interested in. You know, what's true, whether you believe it or not. It's kind of like gravity, right? You can believe in gravity, but, well, not believe in it, but you jump off a building, you're going down, whether you're Mother Teresa or Charles Manson. So that's some good stuff. All right, let's get started. I'm going to start off with 13 facts about the subconscious mind. Okay, fact number one, the subconscious mind is always alert and awake. So what I mean by that is the subconscious mind, like when you're asleep, the subconscious mind is still awoke. You know, that's why it's a bad idea to go to sleep with the TV on, especially with the news, because, you know, you're opening your spirit to all the information that's on the news, you know, or that's on TV, you know, I believe. So, you know, it's always alert and it's always awake, you know, it never sleeps, you know, because your heart is still pumping. You know, the blood is still running, food is still digesting. You know, you have your conscious mind is asleep. So your subconscious mind is actually processing all that. So it never sleeps and always stays alert. Number two, it has no verbal language and remembers everything you've ever seen. So this is actually a really powerful fact right here. Everything that we've ever seen, everything that we've ever listened to, or anything, the subconscious mind records it, and we have access to it, even when we were kids. You know, that's a powerful thing. That's why a lot of times we may have, like, deja vu or something like that. You know, those thoughts are always stored in our minds, you know, and the subconscious mind records that, and if we hold on to whatever we want to remember, we can access that because it's always there, okay? Number three is that it speaks to you in your dreams, and it uses symbols and metaphors to help you process certain situations in your life. So, you know, when we have dreams and stuff like that, that's why a lot of people make a lot of books on dreams or dream interpretations, because they know how the subconscious mind works, and they know that, you know, it uses those dreams and situations to speak to us, you know, about life situations and, you know, certain things we need to do or whatever. Number four, this is really interesting right here. The subconscious mind is unable to process a negative. So basically what that means is if you say, like, I don't want something, all the subconscious mind hears is that you do want it. See what I'm saying? Because it can't process a negative. So if you say, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late, or I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be broke, or, you know, I just don't want to be in a relationship with a guy who cheats and, you know, does this and does that. I just want to be happy. I want to be in a happy relationship. All the subconscious mind hears is that you do want those things. You see what I'm saying? This is very important. Like, when we're stating things that we want to see happen, we can't say, I don't want, you know, like, I just don't want to be, you know, at the bottom of the barrel at my job. I just want to be an executive. Don't even state what you don't want. See, people think they're talking positive, but it's actually negative. So we need to know these things. So it can't process a negative. Number six, the subconscious mind does not originate ideas but accepts as true those things that the conscious mind feels to be true. See, this is how it works. Like, see, the subconscious mind is impressed through your conscious mind. Like, the conscious mind is telling me to open my mouth and speak words. That's my conscious mind. But the subconscious mind, of course, is pumping blood into my, you know, body, digesting food and everything else. So we impress the subconscious mind through our conscious mind. And really it's based on how we feel. Now, you may have heard a quote that said, you know, it's okay for the birds to get on your head, but don't let it build a nest. You know, that's a reference to the subconscious mind. Like, negative thoughts can come through our minds, that's cool. But as long as it doesn't bear witness in our hearts, you know, then negative thoughts can come and go. But if we dwell on them, if we feel for them to be true, then it's going to be impressed on the subconscious mind whether it's a good or bad thing. Okay, so we got to become conscious of what we're thinking. Okay, so number seven, you must control your feelings. Now, we must control our feelings. Now, we can't really control our thoughts, you know, because there's so many thoughts going on throughout the day, but we do have a mechanism, you know, that we were born with, which is called feelings. So you can tell if you're thinking negative or feeling bad if you're feeling, you know, by your feelings. So if you're feeling bad, you know, then that's a good idea that you need to switch up your feelings to something that feels good. Because I'm telling you right now, when you're feeling bad, you can be 100% sure that right there in that moment, you're attracting bad things into your life. And you're making decisions in that moment to help bring more bad things into your life. So feeling good is more important than we think. You know, if you guys ever watched The Secret, which is one of my top three movies in the world, maybe top five, at the end of the movie, Rhonda Byrne talks about feel good. You know, as long as it doesn't harm or hurt anybody else, of course, but she talks about feel good. That's what she wrote in the sand at the end of the movie. That's what it's about. So we need to watch our feelings, and we can do this by, you know, just judging the way we feel. We should always be feeling high, happy, and ecstatic, you know, never, you know, feeling depressed or just not feeling nothing. We should always be on a high. Okay, so number eight. The subconscious mind recreates whatever we consistently think about. Now, this is why we shouldn't regret anything that ever happened to us or don't live in the past, because every time you think about something in the past that happened to you, like, oh, she did this to me or he did this to me, you know, that was wrong. I'm telling you, every feeling of regret actually infects your future, because that's a certain feeling that's associated with that. Now, remember, the subconscious mind, your subconscious mind, is programmed and set by feelings. So if we're feeling regret, negativity, and all that, and we consistently hold on to that, you better bet your bottom dollar that that's what's being programmed into your subconscious mind, fear. You see what I'm saying? And then it has to go out there and create it in the spiritual world through people, circumstances, and events to line up more things for you to fear. See what I'm saying? That's why we need to not regret anything in the past, and we need to use revision and imagine those bad things that happened and just imagine them going the way that you wanted it to go. You know, why let the past negative feelings control our present? Because those thoughts and feelings that's in our mind thinking about the past is recreating our present right now, because, you know, if that's what you're focusing on, that's what's going to end up happening. Okay, so number nine. The subconscious mind will create miracles if the wish becomes a conviction. Now, what I mean by that is that, you know, miracles can happen in our life if our beliefs just go more than just beliefs. There's a difference between believing something and having a conviction about it. You see, like, with the subconscious mind and all the information that I talk about, I don't believe it. I'm convicted that it's true. You see what I'm saying? It's not a belief. And when we actually have something in our mind, when a belief goes to conviction, the miracles can be made. You know, things can be really brought up to God, and God can hear certain things, and, you know, miracles could be made. So it has to become a conviction, is my whole point. Okay, number 10, you must assume the feeling of what you want through your thoughts, feelings, and actions, as if it's already a done deal. You know, that's the point we need to get to. You know, we can't be like, oh, it's going to happen, or, you know, no. We have to act as if it has already happened. You know, these are facts about the subconscious mind, because remember, it's always on alert. So if we're thinking, feeling, and taking actions on something that we think is going to be in the future, then it's always going to be in the future because that's a definite feeling associated with that. We feeling like it's going to be future. Even though we may know something is in the future, you know, you still want to feel like you have it today. That's the point. Because when you feel that, it's brought up into the subconscious mind. When you hold, it don't happen like instantly. We have to continue to, it's like our minds is like plastic. Like if you go to YouTube and watch a plastic factory video, you'll see that it takes time. When you feel it, when you feel some kind of a plastic, a mold, okay, you fill the mold up with hot plastic, and then you just can't use it. You have to let it, what, sit there and let it thaw out. You see what I'm saying? And then you can use it. So we, as we do these things consistently, we consistently think, feel, and act on things that we really want and act as if it's already a done deal, then it's brought up to the subconscious mind, and when the subconscious mind accepts it, it's connected to God, and it's going to move heaven and earth to make it happen for you. Like, we have to understand that, excuse me, we have to understand that we don't have to do all the work. You know, 99% of creation is actually done in the invisible world before it actually comes to the physical world. 99% of everything that you want and 99% of everything I want, 99% of it is actually done in the clarity and of the intention. And then that 1%, the physical world brings it to you, okay? So number 11, you need to leave the difficulties and processes up to the subconscious mind. So if you dwell on the difficulties of something that you want to see happen, like let's say you want to create something that seems real big, right? And you're like, oh, no, you know, where am I get this money from? You know, how's the law going to change for that? Or, you know, how is this supposed to, don't even dwell on difficulties. Just focus on the end result. You want to know why? Because if you dwell on the difficulties, check this out, this is deep. If you dwell on the difficulties, then the subconscious mind will bring difficulties for you. Remember, like, it's a two-edged sword. We can't, like, life really isn't that fair. Like, life ain't fair. You know, we have to line up with law. You know, if I'm sitting up here thinking about, if I'm ignorant of this process I'm talking about now, and I'm sitting up here thinking about, you know, the processes and how difficult it is and all that, and I'm focusing on that, then the subconscious mind has to bring that to me. It's no respect of person. I don't care whether you're a good person or a bad person. That's how you think Hitler could pull, and this is a, you know, kind of a weird example, but just think about it. How do you think Hitler could pull off what he did? If you actually go and read Mein Kampf, I actually read it. If you go read Mein Kampf, he knew a lot about the subconscious mind and the mind and how the mind worked. And if you study some of the practices that he used to do everything that he did, he understood how it worked. And the whole point is that it's no respect of person. You could be Hitler or you could be Mother Teresa. If you line up with law, it's going to bring it to you. That's just the truth. But I hope that, and that's why I really like religions and my own religion as well, because it actually helps people create morals, you know, so when they do wake up one day and know that they have God inside of them, that they'll use that power for good, and they won't do things, you know, like Hitler or whatever. Point of that is that, you know, don't dwell on the difficulties when we create an impossible or something that seems impossible, or we're trying to do something big, just focus on the end result. Live there. Live there all day, every day. Write scripts about it. Do whatever you got to do to live there. Don't dwell on the difficulty. Okay, number 12. Okay, to seek on the outside for that which you do not feel that you are, your act is to seek in vain. That's actually a quote. You know, so it's basically like for me or for you to seek something on the outside that we want, and we don't feel like we already have it, or that we can, or we feel like we, if we can't feel like we already have something, it's for the seeking vain, because we only get what we feel. You know, we only get what we are. You don't get what you want in life. I don't get what I want in life. You know, we get who we are. You know, so it's really important to focus on and to feel the feelings of the people that we want to be or the things that we want to have. We have to feel the feelings of that as if it's now, not in the future. Now, because the subconscious mind is going to pick up like, oh, Anthony already has it? Oh, okay. Well, let me go ahead and move people, circumstances, and events to bring it to him, because that's what he's already feeling like. That's what he is. And the same thing with you. that's how life works, man. Some good stuff. All right. So number 13. The first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes is the most important of the day, of your day and of my day. You want to know why? I talked about this in the last call. It's the most important because that's when the subconscious mind is most sensitive. That's when you're in that theta speed drowsy state. That's when you can really access the subconscious mind the most. You know, because throughout the day we're busy, we're at work, dealing with kids, dealing with issues, you know. And we're still holding our attention, but when we first wake up, the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes is the most important part of the day because, you know, that's when we should be impressing our own subconscious mind with things that we want written in the present tense, positive, present, and personal. You know, and I'm actually going to share some of my intentions and some of my outcomes, you know, for 2015 so you guys can kind of see how to write some of this stuff. All right, so let's get into the plan. We're getting to the plan now. Now, how do we actually program the subconscious mind? You know, I got a good system for you guys, you know, so I'm going to give you the goods. But I know you guys probably thinking like, okay, I get it. It's powerful, you know, I have it, you know, but shoot, Al, I mean, how am I supposed to use it? If I have this thing, then give me some kind of plan. You know, give me some kind of plan I can use to activate this part of me that I now know exists. Well, I'm glad you asked. Now, the process I'm about to give you, process that I've learned from a lot of different speakers, a lot of different people who wrote books on the subconscious mind and my own personal experience, seeing things manifest in my own life, be honest with you, good and bad. You know, I see things that happen bad that I feel good about because I know, you know, even though I probably was unconscious at the time, I know that I brought that into reality, and now I know I can uncreate that because I created it, you know, and of course the good things, that's good. So let's go ahead and talk about a strategy here. And I call this 12 steps to conquering your life and living the life you want. Okay, number one. Now I'm going to do a strategy based on people waking up at 6 a.m. and going to sleep at 10 p.m., okay? All right, so 6 a.m., you wake up. Now the first thing you should do, you should wake up to your declarations, the things that you write down on paper. It should be positive, personal, and present. Now, the declarations are the things that you declare that you want to happen, see in your life. You know, things that already are, you know, you're just declaring it. Put some energy behind it. It's like, for instance, I'll give you guys one of my outcomes for 2015. Where is it? Okay, here's one of mine. I am so happy and grateful now that me and my biological father are sitting here in this restaurant eating, laughing and having a lot of giggles as we sit and talk about the last 30-something years of my life. And I am so happy and grateful now that I know my grandparents, my uncle, my aunts, my nieces and nephews. You see what I'm saying? I wrote that in the present tense, because that's one of my outcomes that I'm working on to, you know, find my biological father, okay? That's just one of my ones I share with you guys. So you want to wake up 6 a.m. declaration, okay? So you need to write down things in your life in the major areas of life, mental, spiritual, business, financial, physical, health, and then leisure and travel and relational, okay? So you guys want to write down your number one goal in those areas and speak those things when you first wake up, because remember, the first 15 minutes, the last 15 minutes of the day is the most important. So you wake up at 6 a.m., you speak your declarations with power and authority, you know, because you're boss here. You program your subconscious mind through authority. You talk to it like, you know, like you the boss, all right? So you wake up at 6 a.m. to your declarations. So you would do that for maybe about 10 minutes. And then number two, you would go into meditation for about 30 minutes, okay? You could time your phone or whatever. Now, when you go into meditation, you want to focus on your breathing, just in and out. You know, the air going in your nose and out of your nose. You know, and you may have, like, thoughts come in or whatever, but just let the thoughts go through you and come right back to breathing in and breathing out. It's all about focus. It's strengthening the power of your frontal lobe. That's what meditation does. And time seems to slow down, and you actually focus on your intentions and your outcomes even better when you're meditating. Because remember, when you're focusing on just your breath going in and out, you're doing that consistently for 30 minutes. And if you do that every single day, that's going to strengthen your power to focus. That's the whole point of, you know, focusing on breathing in and breathing out. You know, the air going in your nose and out of your nose. Just keep your attention right there. And if it goes left and right, just be like, oh, okay, let me go back there. Air's going in my nose, out of my nose. The air's going into my body, out of my body. Okay, so that's the power of focus. That's the whole point. Because everything that you have to understand why you're doing these things or you won't do them. If you're just doing them because somebody said, then you're going to stop. But if you understand the psychology of, you know, why do these things, then you'll continue to do it. So you meditate for 30 minutes, okay? That's number two. Number three, you actually you write a script of your ideal day. I would say maybe this will last 20 minutes in every detail. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, if today was my last day to live, if God came down here and said, hey, you know, you're going to die, you know, in 20 years or 10 years, and, you know, I do have one good thing to tell you. Well, whatever you write down is the way you're going to live every single day until the day you die. And be careful, because whatever you write down, that's how you're going to live every single day. So if you had to live every single day just one way, how would it look? Who would be in your world? You know, how much money you're earning? Where are you living at? You know, what school are your kids going to? Who are you married to? You know, your ideal day. We have to focus on that. Because remember, we're giving that to the subconscious mind. When you write stuff down on paper, you're literally writing it into your soul. That's why a lot of people say, you know, don't type it on a computer, write it down on paper, because it's power in writing things down. You see what I'm saying? It's really something to that. So you write down your ideal day. That's probably going to last about 20 minutes, okay? Number four, we go into gratitude, okay? That's probably going to last about 15 minutes or so. Or put seven. No, that probably lasts about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So you go into gratitude. Now, when we're going into gratitude, we want to be grateful for the past, the present, and the future. Most importantly, the future, which is really now, you know. But you could be grateful for things that happen and things that's in your life right now. But to go into gratitude to the point of tears for things that are coming or that's not even here yet, that's real power and that's real faith. To go into the point of gratitude where you're crying, saying, God, thank you so much for blessing me with this new home for me and my family moving out of this apartment. Or going into tears saying, God, thank you so much for blessing me with this position that I didn't know how or if I even could get it, but thank you so much for moving everything to make it work for me. You see what I'm saying? That's power. So going to gratitude, number four. Number five, we want to go into visualization, okay? So that's going to be about 15 minutes or so. So if sometimes it's better to write the script first and then go into visualization. Now, when you go into visualization, you want to go into the first person, meaning you don't want to see yourself looking at yourself. You want to see it through your own eyes, just like you're looking out your eyes right now. When you go into visualization, always look out of your own eyes. Don't ever look at yourself looking at yourself. You know, you want to have an associated image, not a disassociated image. So you want to visualize, you know, the ideal day, you know. You want to visualize the ideal day that you're, you know, living here, you're married to this person, your kids are doing this, you know. Go to the point of the conversations that's going on here. Even talk about what are you thinking, you know, in your ideal day. You know, all the way from morning to night. Like, talk about what you're going to do. And when you visualize, visualize it from the time you wake up to the last thought in your head before you go to sleep. If you guys Google Frank Kern, Core Influence, you'll see what I'm talking about. Powerful. That I actually did it for the first time last month, just powerful. Anyway, so, okay, so number five, visualization, that's about 20 minutes. Number six, you know, you want to eat, bathe, dress, you know, do your thing. And then now it's 9 a.m. Now you're at work. Number seven, you want to keep audio recordings of yourself speaking to yourself of your declarations. Now, this right here is powerful. Let me give you guys a little story. Dennis Rodman. People used to think he just was crazy and, you know, just was a wild boy, whatever. Actually, Dennis Rodman was pretty smart. You want to know why? Because when he was the number one NBA rebounder, guess what I found out through research? Dennis Rodman knew about the subconscious mind and how powerful our spirits are. And Dennis Rodman was actually listening to himself saying, I am the number one rebounder in the NBA. They thought he was listening to that rock and roll music. Nope. He was smart. And he was listening to himself, telling himself that he was the number one rebounder in the NBA, and now what's the actual reality? All right, then. He was the number one rebounder in the NBA for a long time. So it's something to listen to yourself, telling yourself in the present tense, like, I am, I do, I have, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that everything been in the present. It's something about that, okay, that really picks up in the subconscious mind faster than things. So you want to do that. You want to listen to the audio recordings of yourself at your office really low. You don't have to play it, turn it up loud. You know, just have it playing on your phone or whatever, you know, really low or whatever. And your subconscious mind will begin to pick that up. Number eight, you want to have a vision board either in your cubicle, or you may have one at your house and just take a clear picture of it with your phone so you can easily access it while you're in store at Walmart, you know, while you're waiting in line, instead of thinking, oh, this line is long, you know, these people taking all day. No, take control of your mind. Look at your vision board on your phone. Zoom in. Look at the pictures of what you've already accepted to already be true. You see what I'm saying? We can't bring the vision board with us everywhere, but we can take a picture of it and zoom in and zoom out and look at it while we're driving and imagine those things as if they were happening right now, because in actuality they are, because imagination is reality. This is something that I really learned recently. Imagination is reality. You want to know why? Because the way you're living and the way that I'm living was once imagined, and now we're living this way. Things that we want to see happen as if they're already right now, then that is reality. Imagination is the only reality there is, you know? That's some deep stuff. I got that from Neville Goddard. Anyway, so, you know, have the vision board. And number nine, stay positive, and you want to stay positive all throughout the day. Stay positive and just be like water throughout the day. You know, when you see a river, if you see a river going down the stream, the water just keeps going. When it sees a rock, it doesn't stop and, you know, pull up all this water and say, I'm going to push you out the way. No, it just keeps flowing. Be like water, like Bruce Lee said, be like water. Just keep on flowing. Bad stuff come, hey, you're going to roll off that rock, keep on going down the stream. You see a tree branch, oh, I'm going around it, I'm going under it. Be like water throughout the day. You know, stay positive with your intentions, you know, and hold on to your attention. Don't let nothing shake your feeling of like you already had. Okay, so number 10, you're off work now, and, you know, you're going to put your kids away, you're going home to eat, and everything, and then remember, it's the last 15 minutes of the day. So it's the last 15 minutes of the day, right before you go to sleep, you want to rewrite your declarations that you spoke in the morning, rewrite them, okay? That's powerful, to rewrite our intentions every single day. I've been doing it. And then, the last thing, you want to fall asleep in a state that you already want to be in. You have to imagine yourself falling asleep in the bed in your house that you want to be in, with everything around you. Go into that state and fall asleep in that state, okay? Fall asleep in that state. And, you know, because the subconscious mind is programmed in the last 15 minutes of the day. So if we fall asleep in the state that we want to be in, then that's the message we're sending to our own subconscious minds. And if we do it over and over again, then we'll start seeing sleep as an appointment, or as the most important appointment you ever had in your life, or as a date, or, you know, a very important time, you know, with a lover or something. You'll start seeing sleep as something that can really aid you into manifesting. You know, that's how I see sleep now. So, you know, that's kind of the call about the end, but this was really a lot of fun. I really appreciate who's ever listening. You know, I really appreciate you listening to me, and, you know, you always can call 225-255-0832 or go to the website, howtochangemylife.org. That's a powerful site. You know, we're going to start doing coaching on there and everything, but I appreciate you guys. And this is Al, and I know this has helped you out, and I appreciate you guys emailing me privately, letting me know to keep on doing these calls, and if you guys listen. So you guys have a great night, This is Al signing off. All right. Okay, I don't know if this is still playing, but the phone didn't cut off. So let me just review. I'm not sure if I'm still recording, but if I am, then I think I may have left off something. Feel the feelings. Okay. So if you guys still listening, normally it'll cut off, but it's still going. So yeah, those are the 12 steps. And, you know, it's just something that I came up with, you know, just putting together, like, a lot of people that I've listened to over the years, things that I've tried and experimented with, you know. But at the end of the day, man, you know, a lot of people who know me or known of me always told me that I was maybe a little crazy or, you know, maybe not that realistic. And, you know, I actually take that as a compliment because in the 4-hour work week with Tim Ferriss, you know, one of his things was if your goals aren't unrealistic, then you really haven't wrote a goal down. You know what I'm saying? Until they become unrealistic to you, that's when you really got a goal or outcome. But the only reason people may have told me that is because I know what I know. I know this stuff is real. You see, I done been in situations where I was calm, where the whole world around me was crazy and terrible, but I stayed calm because I knew that it didn't matter what the outside world was presenting to me. It only mattered what Anthony was feeling on the inside. Because remember, we all create our own world based on our feelings. You know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances say. You know, if we feel that we have what we already want, the universe will respond to that. We communicate to the universe through our feelings. And that's why I always had personal power in certain situations, because I knew that it didn't matter what was going on. It all mattered about what I chose to believe. Now, if you guys actually give if you guys Google or YouTube Will Smith motivation, you know, that's a powerful dude, man, you know, as far as his belief. You know, I don't know about his personal life or whatever, but as far as that video, you know, he actually really helped me out with something. You know, when I was dealing with a situation last March, and, you know, I really was fearful. I really was scared because, you know, it was a situation that happened where I really was used and manipulated, you know, with people that I love. And it seemed like they was winning at the time, and I really was frustrated for a few days. And then I watched the video, and I heard Will Smith say, you know, it's something special about making a choice. Like, just deciding what it's going to be, who you're going to be, what you're going to be. Just decide. And from that point, the universe or, you know, certain things in your world will move out your way. You know, like, he's saying that the universe is like water. You know what I'm saying? So I actually made a decision that day that has actually, you know, gave me peace of mind ever since. You know, a few days after that situation happened, I made a decision what I wanted to see happen and what was going to happen. And I kept claiming that for about 45 days straight. And then something magical happened. It's like the change just was broken off. And ever since that day, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, it seemed like the situation wasn't even with me. I used to wake up sometimes like, damn, is this really happening? It still was in my world. And it has, and the situation didn't even officially happen yet, but I felt in my core that everything was the way that I spoke for it to be. See what I'm saying? Because I had already programmed that declaration in my own subconscious mind with a situation that had some terrible consequences, terrible for me, and it was all manipulation. You see, but God blessed those people anyway. You know, they're doing successful, and they're successful now in doing, you know, their own exploits and great exploits in the world. God bless them. But the whole point is, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It's all about what you decide is what's going to happen. You know, the universe will move people, circumstances, and events to make it happen for you. That's what God will do for you. So I don't know if I'm still recording, but I just wanted to say that. But I'm going to go ahead and hang up. If I am still recording, like I said, I appreciate you guys for listening to me. You know, I am a world changer. You know, I am a person that you're going to see on TED Talks. I put it out there. You know, I know where I'm going. You know, I already know where I've been. And, you know, that's just what it is. So I appreciate you guys listening, and you guys have a good night.